Yes. Good evening. Thanks so much for coming tonight. Looking forward to a wonderful evening as we study the Word of God. I'd like to say thank you for the fellowship this afternoon. That was really exciting. I enjoyed that and the opportunity of fellowship and spending time with families within the church. As you notice here, up on the screen, Evangelist Timothy Socott. I'm a missionary evangelist with COME. Let me share with you very quickly, C-O-M-E. Right now it stands for COME International Baptist Ministries. But originally it was Committee on Missionary Evangelism. It's a missionary board that allows me as an evangelist to be able to raise support so I can go into small churches that normally cannot afford the God-given gift of the evangelist. And so by having that support, we're then able to go into those smaller churches and minister all over the United States and around the world. And that's what COME is all about. I have a board meeting. I'm a member of the board coming up at the first part of May. And so I'll be heading up that way. And we're praying certainly that God will provide a pastor and open those doors for me to be able to do that. But I want to share with you that I have really enjoyed ministering here so much. It's just been such a joy and such a privilege that I've always wanted. Of course, ministered here as interim pastor here at Florence Baptist Church. I also did a month of interim back in Baker, Montana, and then also in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're there for 4 months in Albuquerque. In fact, the Sunday that I was scheduled to leave was the Sunday that their pastor came, and we just filled right in. It just fit so well, and I'm praying that that will happen here as well. They'll just fit so well and go from interim to pastor, and we'll see what God has. And then I also spent a month in Baker, Montana, and that's where I heard about Pastor Hughes being there apart. In fact, Baker, Montana is one of our supporting churches up there, and I was holding meetings up there, and there was a time when I had an opportunity for a whole month to be there, fill the pulpit before they called a pastor. So I enjoy doing the intern ministry and churches, and I know I'd love to be able to stay and go on, and you would love me to do that as well, but that's just not where God's leading me, and so I'm hoping that I can be a blessing. I just want to be a blessing and continue on, and that the church will continue to grow and flourish, and that all things will be just keep on going. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity. I got to let you know that everything here just runs on a well-oiled machine. I mean, Nancy taking the school and then Will taking the food bank. And man, that would be overwhelming to me to have to do what they do, plus fill the pulpit throughout the week. And so I'm so thankful. So the church just does so well, and God is blessing, and I just thank you so much for the privilege to be in the midst of such wonderful people. Thank you so much. Yes, Brother Tuck. I hear you, Tuck. I hear you. Yep. Yep, there you go. And then, of course, Dana. Dana's doing such a wonderful job putting this on the internet and keeping it going. I just mailed him by email the Sons of Proverbs so that you could download this little booklet on the internet as well if you, those of you that are online and watching. And I understand there are many that are doing so. I'm getting notices through Facebook and things that there are many that are listening on the internet and being a part of the service, and I thank you so much for doing so. This study here is a very interesting. This has been such an encouragement to me in my walk with the Lord in considering what type of characteristics that I have when it deals with the sons of Proverbs. Let me read some verses here in Proverbs chapter 1. And I want to read Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 6, okay? Proverbs chapter 1. Verses 1 through 6, where the Word of God says this: The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know, listen to this key phrase, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. That's the key beginning of the book of Proverbs. And we're going to look today. And of course, you have the little booklet. Be sure to put your name on it. You can leave that with me and I'll put it in this little cubby hole up here if you think you might lose it or forget it somewhere. But to make sure you have it, you could put it up here or stick it in your Bible, leave it in your Bible. And we want to look here. The first page here is that little outline that I passed out some of them. I gave out 10 of them. I should have made more copies. But as you notice, you look at this little paperwork up here. It says on the left side, it says the way of darkness. And you have here in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 6. It deals with the transgressing, the transgressor. And it begins with a simple son, and it goes down to more wickedness. It begins with a simple son, and then the next step is a scorner. Then the next step after a scorner is a fool. And the next step after a fool is the wicked son. And they kind of parallel, or they overlap each other. But in Scripture, as you study it, it kind of starts off with the simple, and it just progresses. You know, when you find a scorner, one that mocks and makes fun of the Word of God, the next step is he's going to become a fool if he doesn't change his ways. And then a wicked son deals with evil in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 12. And the way of change is the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. You can write Lord in there. And then you have the way of light. And it begins at the bottom here, the upright son in Proverbs 18, 6. The trusting, those who trust in the Lord and believe in him, it begins with a little baby Christian as a prudent son. And then he begins to grow and he becomes an understanding son, grows a little bit more and he becomes a wise son. And then at the end, a righteous son. He just begins to progress, begins to grow, loves the Lord and seeks his will and direction in his life. The way of light. Now that's the purpose for the study. So today we're going to look at the definitions and the characteristics of a wicked son down here on the bottom, on the left side, dealing with the transgressing son. And then up here to the right, we're going to look here at the prudent son. Or did I say, no, I said we're starting with the simple son. I'm sorry. Starting with the simple son on the wicked side, and we're going to correlate him with the prudent son that's on the right. Did I confuse you? I confused myself. So we're starting with the simple to the prudent, okay? So left to right. So on the left, we're starting with the simple, which is the baby, the one that is very wicked. He's wicked, but he's not as bad as a fool or the wicked son. And then over here, the prudent son on the right. So does that give you a little bit of an idea of what we're doing? So I wanted to pass out that piece of paper and work it in there so that you can see what we're doing. So we're going to look at the sons of Proverbs. We're going to begin, first of all, with the simple son. And I just read Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. The simple son is in Scripture a total of 19 times. He's referred to as the simple son 15 times, simple ones twice, the foolish son once, and simplicity once, for a total of 19 times. Okay, first of all, he's found in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. And the definition of the simple son is, the simple son ignores wisdom and instruction. He just ignores it. Simple means to be unfolded, no demands on him. The simple son. The simple son is also an open gate. And he's not able to discern good and evil. He needs to be taught. He needs to be shown what the Word of God has to say, that he might grow, that he's unfolded, no demands on him. Simple, simplistic. So what does the simple son watch? He watched the scornful son because he wants to learn. He wants to learn the ways of life. And he's quickly being taught the wickedness of the world. All right, any questions? Anybody willing? I've got several verses here. All of these are found in Proverbs. The first one in Proverbs 9:4. Who would be willing to read that one? All right. Obed, did I get your name right? All right, there we go, Obed. And then Proverbs, let's see here. Let's look at Proverbs 7 and verse 26, 6 through 23. That's quite a number of verses. But I think we'll find the answer in verse 26. So who would be willing to read Proverbs 9:26? Yes, 9:26. Oh, I'm sorry, you're right, 7:26. Yes, thank you. And then Proverbs 14:15. Would like to read those. Or that one. You got that one, Mel? Okay, and then Proverbs 22:3. Okay, Nancy's got that one? Okay, read the first one, Obed.
Whoso is simple, let him join in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him.
Okay, so Proverbs 9:4, he lacks understanding. He lacks understanding. And then Proverbs 7:26. He's a simple son, simplistic. Who had that one? Yeah, verse 26. I thought we would just jump to that one. I think that one's got the answer.
For she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her.
Okay, dealing with the simple son. I guess it's not there. He has not been taught yet. He has not been taught yet, the simple son. No growth. Hasn't been taught. Needs to be trained. The simple son, an open gate. And then Proverbs 14:15.
The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going.
Yes, he believes everything. Believes everything that he is told. Open gates, simplistic. 22:3, Jane? What's, Jane?
Pastor, there's a joke that says that you look at a young child and you ask them, did you know that the word gullible isn't in the dictionary? And yep. Then they say, oh, yes, it is. Let me show you.
Yes, gullible, simplistic, believes everything that he is told. Okay, and then Proverbs 22:3. That was Nancy. Has that one.
A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished.
Yes, he does not see evil. He does not see evil, doesn't catch it. Doesn't see the traps that Satan has. He lacks understanding, he has not been taught, and he believes everything, and he does not see evil. Yeah, I just have to explain or share this illustration again. I know I shared it the other day. I don't remember when I did that, but I remember sharing with Mount Rushmore. Remember the story with Mount Rushmore? And there in Rapid City, they have Ellsworth Air Force Base. They have these huge hangars that they could put a B-52 in. And now they have B-1 bombers in those huge hangars. And so these Air Force guys were up there at Mount Rushmore and standing around on the deck looking at the monument. And one of the ladies that was there says, you know, I wonder what they do with Mount Rushmore in the winter. And so this guy at the Air Force Base, he looked at her and said, oh, they just take it down and put it in the hangars at Ellsworth. And she believed them. Just walked away. And so gullible believe everything that they are told. And they don't question it. They don't ask questions. All right. How does God deal with the simple son then? In, Proverbs, we need Proverbs 2:11. Or excuse me. Proverbs 21:11, and then also, let's look at Proverbs 3:11 through 13. So who'll read Proverbs 21:11? Okay, Nancy's got that one. How about Proverbs 3, verses 11 and 13? You got that one? Okay. So, first of all, God uses object lessons to teach the simple. He uses object lessons. And we know that throughout Scripture, God uses object lessons to illustrate to Israel his plan. And then Proverbs 21:11, Nancy?
When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge.
He needs to see to understand. He needs to see it to understand. And then number three, the object lessons is God's punishment of the scornful. The object lesson is God's punishment of the scorner. And then Proverbs 3, 11 through 13.
My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding.
Yes, God uses quick punishment. God uses quick punishment. Those in whom he loves, he corrects. And the simple son needs object lessons, and those object lessons are God's dealing with the scornful son. All right? Any questions? Oh, you missed number one? Object lessons. Oh, did I miss? Oh, I see. Okay. So you're talking about the top of the page. Yes. The simple son ignores wisdom and instruction. And so as you look at Proverbs, it deals with, it says, this book is to teach us wisdom and instruction. And so, but the simple son, all throughout the book of Proverbs, he ignores. Like I said, throughout the book of Proverbs, he's mentioned 19 times. Okay? All right, next. The prudent son. This is the next one. When we look at the prudent son, the prudent son is found a total of 11 times throughout the book of Proverbs. It's referred to 8 times as the word prudent, twice as crafty, once as subtle, for a total of 11 times. Read Proverbs 15:5. Proverbs 15:5. Who'd read that for us?
A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent.
Is prudent. So the definition is the prudent son regards wisdom and instruction. So the simple son ignores it. He just plain flat out ignores it. You know, like some people have said, in fact, somebody gave reference to it today. During fellowship, that it goes through one ear and out the other. It's blank. There's nothing in there, and it doesn't stop. It just, like the wind, slips right on through. He ignores it, doesn't even listen to it, ignores it. But the prudent son, he regards it. He says, hey, you know, I need to listen to this. Regards it. The definition of regard is to keep guard, to give heed, beware, to mark it, to watch. He regards it. The definition of the prudent son, he regards wisdom and instruction. How does the prudent son respond to evil? Well, the prudent son covers shame. Proverbs 12:16.
A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame.
Very good. The prudent son, he does not get angry over an insult. You know, it's always fun to tease one another. You know, it's fun to tease, you know, Roger with his little red shoes. You know, that's always fun. But we don't want to do something that will hurt him. But we want to show love and have some fun. Have some fun. Do some things. But yet, on the other hand, when one is insulted and things like that, they could get a little angry. If it's done in a way that's not proper, they get a little bit angry. But the prudent son, he just covers an insult. You know, it just kind of rolls off his back like a water off a duck's back. And he's not insulted by it. And he doesn't try to get even. He's one who is prudent. The prudent son covers shame. And then Proverbs 22:3.
A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished.
Yes, the prudent son foresees evil. He foresees danger. And how we seek the Lord's help in giving us wisdom and to be prudent and to be cautious of the things that we do that certainly will not draw, anything unfavorable to our Savior. We'll want to be upboard and overboard and know exactly where we are when it stands between us and the Lord. Proverbs 22:3. And I just remembered, I should have, did I have at the bottom? Smite a scorner and the simple will beware, will be cunning. Oh, yep, I did not say this. Let's back up just a little bit. Let's get a chance here. What is an example of the simple son? Anybody throughout Scripture that you could think of a simple son? Somebody in Scripture that would bear these marks? Anybody that you think of? Could be Old Testament, New Testament. The simple son. Remember, he ignores wisdom and instruction. Anybody? And then just pencil it in. I kind of jumped over that, didn't I? Nobody else saw that. Huh? Who? Samson. Okay, there you go. Samson. Yes, kind of ignores wisdom and instruction. You know, he kind of overlaps on some of the others as well. But Samson's a good one. Anybody else? Who? Who? Prodigal son. Yes, definitely so. Prodigal son. Yep. And then you had one? Okay, yes. Yep. Joseph? Yep. Yeah, okay. Yeah, there you go. Right. Yes. Yep, that's true. That's true. Yep. Okay. I don't remember right now. Got to look at that one. Who else could we think of as being a simple son? Yes. Saul? Yes. Before his salvation. And what was that, Abed? I didn't catch it. What happened to who? Oh, strange fire. Yeah. Yep. Phineas. Yes. Phineas. Okay. Right. Yep. Right. 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 Yep. What was that? David? Oh, yes. Sin with Bathsheba. But he was 60 years old when that happened. Yeah. Oh, my. Yep, that's characteristics of the simple son. He'll fit in there, though, brother. Yep. There you go. Also, I'm thinking of Judas, too. Yep. So at least put one of them down in there so that you have it written down. You can put all of them or whatever, just so you have one there. So the prudent son covers shame, and the prudent son foresees evil. All right, let's go on. The characteristics of the prudent son. Characteristics. Proverbs 12:23 and Proverbs 14:8, Proverbs 16:21, and 15:5. Who would like to read 12:23? All right, Obed. And then 14:8. Okay, give me a second to pass them all out there, Obed. Nancy, you got that one, 14:8? 16:21. You got that one, Susan? Good. And then 15:5. You got it? All right. So let's start off with 12:3. The prudent son is not a what?
12:23 or 12:3?
12:23.
A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness.
All right. So the prudent son is not a know-it-all. Have you ever been around a know-it-all? Are you around? Oh, you cover that one. Yeah, good cover up. Okay. Yes, there you go. The prudent son is not a know-it-all. Whoops. We must not be on. I thought I turned all those switches on, Kevin. Do you know which one it is? I turned on all three of those switches, but it's not coming up. So the prudent son is not a know-it-all. Thank you. You got to point that one out to me because I'm amazed. I thought it was the three that I turned on. It's high up on the wall? Okay, there you go. Okay, well, I have to look for that. Point that out to me later. But the prudent son is not a know-it-all. You get around people that just... You can't tell them anything, even though you know that they're dead wrong. They are still saying, no, this is the way it is. The prudent son is not a know-it-all. He doesn't judge over people and stand over people and look down their nose at them and think, oh, you know, you're not smart. And they just blast through everything and plow through it. And he's not a know-it-all. And his experiences, he kind of keeps them to himself, you know. And, you know, I was one example that I think of is I went fishing with my dad. And so I caught this fish. And when I caught this fish, man, I thought it was the most beautiful thing. I mean, it was a great fish. And my dad said, oh, that's just a little one. Throw it back. You go, oh, come on, Dad. It's the first one I caught, you know. Yeah. No, Nancy, it's like this. So not a know-it-all. He's excited about others who are learning and doing things, and the prudent son is not a know-it-all. Then Proverbs 14:8.
The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. But the folly of fools is deceit.
Yes, so the prudent son thinks about his ways. He thinks about it. You know, maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe that's not something that Jesus would have me do. You probably heard the statement, what would Jesus do? And Proverbs 16:21. Will, you got that one? Oh, I saw his hand raised. I thought he had it. Yeah, Susan, okay. Okay.
The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning.
Yes. So the prudent son is wise in heart. Wise in heart. Boy, you kind of get the idea, you know, I don't think I want to be like a simple son. Open gate, ignores wisdom, ignores instruction. I want to be more like the prudent son, the one who is wise in heart. Proverbs 15:5.
A fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent.
Yes. So the prudent son heeds correction. He heeds it. When he's corrected, he listens to it. And he says, hey, you know, I need to change my ways. And boy, as you go through this study, you see it even more clear on to be prudent. He heeds correction. He listens to those who correct them, those who love them and want to encourage him. And, you know, when you have individuals who hate those who correct you, you know that they are, you know, a simple son or even a fool. They hates those who corrects them and hates those who tries to encourage them and helps them to grow. But the prudent son, he heeds correction. Proverbs 15:5. All right. Proverbs 14:18. Yes, read it.
The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowded with knowledge.
Yes, so what is the reward of a prudent son? The prudent son will be crowned with knowledge. Crowned with knowledge. And then 2 Samuel 16. I'm looking that one up. This one here. 2 Samuel 16, verses 5 through 13. An example of a prudent son is David. Proverbs, or 2 Samuel 16, verse 5. And when King David came to Bahurim, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the home of Saul, whose name was Shammai, and the son of Gera. He cometh forth and cursed still as he came, and he cast stones at David and at all the servants of King David. And all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. And thus said Samuel, when he cursed, come out, thou bloody man, and thou man of Belial. The Lord hath returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast regained. And the Lord hath delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom, thy son. And behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man. Then said Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, unto the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head. And the king said, what have I to do with you, ye son of Zeruiah? So let him curse, because the Lord hath said unto him, curse David. Who shall then say, wherefore hast thou done so? And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, behold, my son, which came forth of my bowels, seeketh my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, and let him curse, for the Lord hath bidden him. It may be that the Lord will look on mine affliction, and that the Lord will requite me good for his cursing this day. A man who is not troubled by others correcting him. And we have that prudent son. See, where was that? He does not let, what was it, judgment? I don't have the answer right here. Where did that go? Not a know-it-all. Let's see here. Shame. There we go. The prudent son covers shame. That's the one I'm looking for. So an example of a prudent son is David. Anybody think of some others? That's just one I want to mention. Samuel? Oh, yes, Samuel. Oh, my. Good example of a prudent son. Samuel. Job, yes. Yes, very good. Yes, anybody else? Daniel, yes. Yep. Daniel is a good one. Elijah, yep, you can think of so many, can't we? What's that? Oh, yes, oh, yep, as a child, yes, yep. He could be on all of the list of the good ones. Okay, anybody have any comments? So as you look through this, yes. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so, right. And so as you look at these circles, they kind of overlap each other. See how they overlap? So we kind of grow, and sometimes we digress, like David did at 60 years old, a simple son. You can kind of see that in him. But then as we live our life as a Christian, we want to say, hey, you know, is this action in which I'm doing, is it the characteristics of a simple son, or is it the characteristics of a prudent son? And then as we continue to grow and they kind of progress and we get older and we grow in our walk with the Lord, you know, sometimes we falter, sometimes we fall, sometimes we bear some of the characteristics of a fool, and we need to say, hey, you know, this isn't right. This is not where the Lord wants me to be. I want to covet wisdom. I want to covet the things of the Lord and his commandments, and I want to serve him with all my heart. And so the change, the way of change is the fear of the Lord and to consider him. And you know, when you think of fear, is you're not thinking that, oh, God's going to come down and stomp me like an ant. The fear is a healthy fear that I don't want to displease the Lord. And so every once in a while, even as a Christian, we falter and we turn into, and our thinking and our actions sometimes bear the mark of a simple son. And so this study helps me also in my walk with the Lord to say, hey, you know, this characteristics of what I'm doing now is not the characteristics of a prudent son. It's the characteristics of a fool. And I want to be careful in my walk with the Lord. Yep. So there's three more. Are you enjoying this? Isn't this good? Yes. Good. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer, and we'll have Kevin come and lead us in our closing song. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this study of the book of Proverbs and how we can certainly add these things to our lives, that we will have a desire to bear the marks of a prudent son, that we will not be considered a simple son, ignoring your wisdom, ignoring the truth, and ignoring those who try to correct and encourage us in our walk with you. Father, help us to be prudent. Help us to covet the truth and to certainly long for individuals to help us along and encourage us in our walk with the Lord. We thank you for this study. We look forward to the next three Sundays as you tarry. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. So, Kevin, let me move this.
Please turn to hymn 154 and stand when you get there. Two verses, 1, 2, and 4. Here we go. Jesus is tenderly calling thee home, calling today. Calling today, why from the sunshine of love wilt thou roam farther and farther away? Calling today, calling today, Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today. Verse 2. Jesus is calling the weary to rest, calling today, calling today. Bring him thy burden and thou shalt be blessed, he will not turn thee away. Calling today, calling today, Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today. On the last, Jesus is pleading, oh, list to his voice, hear him today. Hear him today. They who believe on his name shall rejoice. Quickly arise and away. Calling today. Calling today. Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today. Father God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the messages, and thank you for the fellowship. Thank you for our visitor today, Luke, and we just ask that you bless him and bring him back, Father. We also want to pray for our candidate pastor. it's a new name, Sicario. Pastor Sicario and his wife and his children. Father, we pray that they have safe travels and burden-free travels, Father. We know that it is in your hand. He is a follower of you, and he's doing your work. And we just know that you're going to put your hand upon that, and you're going to guide and direct us here. As a congregation, we do pray for his safety and a burden-free travel, Father. Be with us, Father, throughout the rest of this week. Guide us. Convict us, you know, do as you will, and lead us to those opportunities to lead others to you, to a saving knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.